Even in this idyllic setting, there's no reprieve from the crises these leaders face as they toured a mangrove forest in Denpasar, away from the formality of the G20 summit itself, a chance for reflection and quiet conversations on more pressing matters far from Bali.
And the moment when the world had come together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to has chosen to escalate in Ukraine while we're meeting.
Earlier, the U.S. president called an emergency meeting after two people were killed in explosions in Poland overnight near the border with Ukraine. He was joined by leaders from Japan and NATO countries, a defense alliance which also includes Poland.
I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
He also said preliminary findings suggested the missile was not fired from Russia. Even in the absence of the Russian president, the war in Ukraine has overshadowed the leaders' summit, taking focus away from issues on the official agenda like healthcare and renewable energy.
The leaders' declaration issued at the end of the summit said most members strongly condemned the war in Ukraine and stressed it is causing immense human suffering, hurting growth, increasing inflation, and heightening food shortages.
It also called for the continuation of a deal set to expire this week, which allows grain blocked at Ukrainian ports by Russian ships to be exported. The issuing of a declaration in this context was hailed as an achievement for Indonesian diplomacy.
The communique that was released today is substantive, it's comprehensive, it's action-oriented, and it was by no means assured. And I think the president and his team deserve enormous praise for the leadership that they've demonstrated over the year, but especially over the past few days.
The host said goodbye to his high-profile visitors, perhaps relieved the summit was more successful than many had expected. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bali.